This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off, we're in Israel, where Israeli LGBT activists were issued a severe condemnation of the government's initiative to promote the country as a gay-friendly destination abroad, while simultaneously denying same-sex couples surrogacy rights at home. The Israeli Foreign Ministry sponsored a booth at the annual Berlin Gay Pride Parade held on Saturday. The stand distributed rainbow-coloured Israeli flags, balloons with a rainbow heart and Israel written on them, information booklets about the country and its traditions, while a promotional video by the Ministry of Tourism played on a screen next to the festival's main stage.
Yeah, this is an interesting one because this is like chapter two of the recent issue about surrogacy rights. So as Ohad Hizki, director of Akuda, says, the hypocrisy of this is unbelievable. So on the one hand, the government's taking away basic rights to family and parenthood for the LGBT community. On the other hand, they're marketing Israel as a destination of choice for the queer community. So, but you know, we've seen this before, haven't we, other places around the world?
It's good old marketing, right? You sell the good bits and you don't worry about the underbits, the other parts, which our de facto executive producer Matt would probably agree with. Now, the Prime Minister there initially pledged support for an amendment that would have expanded surrogacy rights to gay fathers, but eventually voted against it. Religious leaders in the country have expressed strong words on the issue, with more than 200 rabbis having signed a letter labelling gay people perverts who want to destroy the concept of family.
Yes.
Some international news. So one of the very well-known gay and trans dating app has hinted that its new version will tackle racism and bullying. So the dating site tweeted a cryptic video with a voiceover describing racism. When someone says something about, "I don't like black people, that's all black people," that's what we refer to by sexual racism. The tweet was also linked to a website called KindaGrinder.com.
I love that title.
Bit of a giveaway which app it is. And the headline on this website was, "It's time to play nice." Now, the site's vague announcement was to say that they will be launching the new app in September 2018. Now, there's been widespread criticism of the sexual racism. For example, there's messages such as, "Are you white?" or "No cotton pickers here."
I don't know where to even go with that last one. But it's interesting also that other people have jumped on this and said that it's not just racism, but also body shaming and various other forms, you know, which is nothing new to our community, unfortunately, particularly the larger size members in the community also finding themselves discriminated against, and they're also welcoming this sort of KindaGrinder initiative.
KindaGrinder. It's kind of interesting because I guess it's reflecting what's happening a lot in society, where a technological startup has suddenly got quite a control or quite a say over the market, and with that comes this responsibility of condoning or curating content, which, you know, I'm sure wasn't on their minds when they were starting out.
I wonder if we'll see a fluffy scruffy coming up. Okay, over to Sweden now. Got some good news here. Good news story as part of the Euro Pride celebrations. the Swedish Armed Forces, and I just have to say this, for Versmarken, shared a message of solidarity in social media this week as the country hosts the Europride, as I just said, in Stockholm and Gothenburg, otherwise pronounced in Swedish as Göteborg. They are promoting LGBT inclusivity with the slogan, "We don't always march straight." I love that slogan.
That's gold for the military. Yeah.
And they're promoting pride flags and various and fatigues and various other posters and announcements. The announcements of the armed forces was that we stand up for the values we are tasked with defending. The Swedish Armed Forces is an inclusive workplace. We view people's diversity as a strength. Of course, it's come with its detractors. Some people are the usual detractions saying, stop mixing politics and religion in the armed forces, one Facebook commentator said. But the armed forces was very quick to respond, saying the armed forces have chosen to participate in Pride, demonstrate that we stand for the values, protect all people's equal values and rights, and we're inclusive. So that's good news from Sweden. And finally, we're not so good news from Japan. This is part two again of a story I actually read on the news on the weekend here at Joy. And this is this notorious Japanese PM, MP, excuse me, Mio Sugita, who's yet again come out with some anti-LGBTI comments.
This is pretty.
She was previously under fire for saying that LGBT people are unproductive and should not hence receive welfare. And now recently this week on a right-wing television program, she repeated her comments and added to them by saying that, she was questioned whether the high suicide rate amongst LGBTI young people was something of concern and should get special priority. And she said, no, the priority is low and this is not something that should be particularly concerned or raised. Sad comments, but she has been blasted for them, and there were protests last weekend, as I read on the news, last weekend against her, and one prominent Japanese, the first openly gay politician from 2011, said her comments were significantly tarnishing Japan's reputation, and homosexuality is not the definition of unhappiness. Good on you. That was from Taiga Ishikawa.
It just goes to show that, you know, it's important that these things get called out rather than sort of being accepted as, okay, we're just going to run with the line of whatever the current status quo is. So,
yeah. Yeah, and especially Japan, because, I mean, you know, Japan's made major steps forward, and so that's the last thing we want to see now is this sort of the rise of religious right again.
And that's a wrap on the World Wide Wave.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.